Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Christmas feels very different this year. Trying to be normal, knowing that we can't. Together, and yet apart.
Delivery for Shepherd.
As we try to make the best of things. As we try to find some order in all the chaos. As nothing feels quite right. What we're all looking for this Christmas is a bit of hope. Hope for the future. Hope for our families and friends. Hope that everything is going to be okay. And that's exactly what Christmas is all about.
Hey guys.
The hope of a child coming into the world to make sense of all the chaos. To rescue a world that was falling apart. To rescue you. Look to Jesus this Christmas. He can change your life.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Christ's genealogy is one of covenant. God made a covenant that he would send the second Adam, in form of man, to save mankind after Adam sinned in Genesis. And God made sure that he fulfilled the promise through an ordained lineage. Many years after the prophecy was fulfilled, Christ's blood till today is available for atonement and remission of our sins. Would you share Christ with someone today and make the essence of his birth evident? As we continue with our Christmas series, today we are studying from the book of Matthew with the topic, The Mission to Save. Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 1 from verse 1 to 21.
The genealogy of Jesus Christ. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar, Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab, Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab, Boaz begot Obed by Ruth, Obed begot Jesse, six and Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam, Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham, Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh, Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiad, Abiad begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azar. Azar begot Zadok, Zadok begot Ochim, and Ochim begot Eliud. Eliud begot Eleazar, Eleazar begot Matthan, and Matthan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, from David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations, and from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows: after his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Verse 21, the last verse, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Looking at Matthew chapter 1, we will see that the chapter has a purpose, and that purpose is to give account of Christ, starting with his genealogy, how Christ came to the world, and the reason he came. Matthew started by giving account of the genealogy. Christ's birth is so important, and the genealogy will give us important details about Jesus' background. Looking at the background of Jesus, we can see he came out of a genealogy of covenant. Right from Abraham, the covenant of God was passed to Isaac until Christ came. Christ is a seed of covenant. It's not by coincidence that his earthly father was Joseph. Today, many things about our lives are not by coincidence. From where you are born, to where you find yourself today. There is purpose for everything, and every purpose has a mission to fulfill. Don't think God does not know anything about you. He has every details of your life and is aware of what you are going through now. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 said, "Before I formed thee in the belly I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Every existence has a purpose. God knows everything about you. He knows why you are created. God brought Jesus out of 42 generations just for a reason, to fulfill his covenant of salvation. He didn't make any mistake, he followed the lineage of covenant. And Christ has to fulfill the covenant of salvation. Do you believe God is leading you through the right path today? Your kind of life may not be the one you would have chosen if you had the opportunity to choose, but it's the best for you because God has a purpose for it. Could you see God's hands in every occurrence in your life? Thank him today for his marvelous plan for you. God is at work in your life today. Trust him for the best. His plans will always produce the best result in your life. Though his plan may not look attractive to you, but it's the best. If a carnal man will tell where Jesus will come from, no one will ever imagine him coming from carpenter's family, but it's an ordained place. God's ways will always be different from ours. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine." God's way is totally different from ours. We must submit to his ways in life. Joseph had to submit to God's ways. Though he found Mary, a virgin, to be pregnant with a child from the Holy Spirit. He wanted to divorce her secretly, but God intervened. Matthew chapter 1 verse 19 and 20 says, "Then Joseph her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." Joseph had to accept Mary after what the angel revealed to him. Always wait for the guidance of God. Wait until you hear from him before you take critical steps in life. Looking at the place of purpose, we will see that the coming of Christ is for a purpose. The last verse of our text, verse 21, highlighted this, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Jesus came to save mankind from sins. That's the purpose. Everything about him says it. Every prophecy about him points to this. After the first Adam sinned and lost his communion with God, God started planning to send the second Adam, who will save the world. Sacrifices were been offered for sins through the Old Testament, but this could not provide a lasting atonement. Man needs a lasting one, and God decided to send Jesus, as John recorded in John chapter 3 verse 16, saying, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's the purpose of Christ's birth. That's the essence of Christmas. During this season, we must not forget that Christ came to save us. We must make the work of his death meaningful in our life. Even the name Jesus carries the meaning. The Greek name for Jesus comes from the same origins as the Hebrew name Joshua or Yeshua, which means, Yahweh saves. God is with us to save us. This season, also look for ways of bringing the lost to Christ to save them. It's our responsibility this Christmas as believers to preach the good news of Christ Jesus. Will you go out there today and talk to someone about Christ? Would you share the good news about Christ? Christ came to the world to save mankind, and we must not allow this to elude us. Look back and think of your old ways. Christ came to die for your sin this season. Ask Him for forgiveness in whatever way you have sinned. Tell Him to save you and give you the grace to lead others to Christ. As you do this, may God honor you, perfect His works in your life. I pray for you today as you go that the power of the Holy Spirit shall overshadow you and seal His covenant over your life. Every wrong step you have taken, God shall forgive you and give you a purpose to live by. I declare victory, grace, and the peace of God into your life this season in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Obadiah. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 8. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.